This is AgriPulse Open Mic. I'm your host, Jeff Nally. Our guest this week is Bill Hurley, Chairman of the Agriculture Equipment Manufacturers Ag Sector Board and Vice President of Global Government Affairs for AGCO Corporation. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Learn more at their website, controlweedsnotfarming.com. AgriPulse Open Mic continues with AGCO's Bill Hurley next. They don't get sick days and no overtime pay. They report directly to Mother Nature, who loves to throw a good curveball. So why is the litigation industry fighting legislation and continuing to push lawsuits against a proven product that is a farmer's best defense against weeds? American farmers have been doing what's best for their land for generations, and they rely on glyphosate as a safe, affordable, and effective tool to control tough weeds and get the job done. No one knows how to feed and fuel a growing population better than the American farmer. But if our farmers lose a critical tool like glyphosate, they'll be stuck with just two options: grow less food or rely on foreign countries. Our farmers need to be supported. Keep glyphosate available for American farmers. Show your support and learn more at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of America's farmers. This is AgriPulse Open Mic. A celebration of modern agriculture comes to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this week from Monday through Wednesday. Bill Hurley is vice president with AGCO and chairs the agriculture sector of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Hurley says there's no industry where technology plays a greater role than agriculture.
As I view ag and the ag industry, and you go from seed genetics all the way through food processing, I don't believe you'll find another industry on the face of the earth that is more advanced from a technology standpoint or that utilizes or deploys technology like the ag industry does. And, you know, I think that is truly the intent of the celebration of modern ag on the mall. And I will refer to that going forward just as ag on the mall to shorten it. But it is to truly be able to highlight or showcase the advances in modern agriculture, specifically, you know, focused on equipment and advanced ag technology systems.
This is as close as some people will ever have been or ever will be to farm machines. And perhaps their image of agriculture is more about the American Gothic than it is about the agriculture that we live and operate in today.
The true intent of what we're doing on the mall is around education. And at whatever, you know, level that a particular individual may be. And without a doubt, Jeff, you know, Washington, D.C. is a interesting place to have an event like this, because most farm shows, and this isn't a farm show, it's an educational event, but you know, most of that occurs in rural America. And so, you know, there are a tremendous number of people, especially in the general public, that have a limited understanding of modern agriculture and the role that it plays today in sustainability. So that is, you know, that's a huge reason that we're doing this.
Why does AGCO, why do other machinery companies and others, why do they come to this event?
Because it's important, you know, not just to AGCO, but I think all the other OEMs, and you'll see a number of trade associations. I think there are 30 different ag organizations and 22 equipment manufacturers that are involved here. And it is because it is our opportunity to really bring a collective voice together as the industry to educate people, whether that is the general public, but even more focused on staffers, legislators, regulators, you know, other members of agencies that operate in D.C., to truly educate them on the innovation that is occurring in agriculture today, but also to help them understand the role that modern agriculture plays today in regards to our farmers, our ranchers' ability to produce crops, raise livestock, and to do so in a sustainable manner going forward.
How do you show a machine that might operate autonomously with artificial intelligence and be massive in size and still suggest that this industry is based on family farms?
You know, just having the machinery, the equipment itself there, provides an opportunity to really talk at varying different levels, you know, depending on who the audience is, about what that particular machine does, how it's operated, those types of things. But, you know, the relationship back to the family farm is, you know, maybe one of the best ways to be able to show that with modern agriculture today is the ability to retrofit so much of the technology that's developed to older machines that may be used on smaller operations.
When we talk about a purpose, we could say purpose, we could say mission. You mentioned education, but who are we educating? And is there any opportunity here to speak to the people that work a little further up on the hill?
Absolutely so. There's no doubt this is a celebration, but it is very definitely a targeted educational opportunity for people in Washington on the hill. And, you know, whether that is regulators, policymakers, legislators themselves, staffers, you know, both from legislative offices, but also from some of the regulatory agencies that are there. And that's specifically why we have positioned this event in D.C., is to make it easy for those types of people to come and experience this equipment, to be able to have conversations with the experts, many of which have played huge roles in designing some of these advanced systems. They can do this by just walking across the street, frankly.
What were the takeaways from back in 22? What do you hope to repeat? What do you hope to improve?
The inaugural event that we did in 2022 was definitely a pleasant surprise for all of us that were involved, because, you know, this was the first time that anybody had attempted to do an event such as that. And the thing that we were so happy about was how eager people were to learn more about what's going on in agriculture today and the future and the role that it plays, you know, as we look going forward in regard to ag's ability to feed the world and fuel the world, and to do so in a sustainable manner.
Did you see the needle move after the 22 event in any in particular groups or among individuals?
Oh, I think definitely yes. You know, I think it generated many more questions, you know, after that event was over. It opened the door for advanced discussions, which, you know, is one of the things that in today's environment with, you know, just the acceleration of innovation, the acceleration of other needs that you know, that we have, whether that's around managing, you know, certain things like greenhouse gases and those types of things, the industry has to have a voice. And I think this really played a significant role in us being able to further accentuate or amplify the voice and the message that we need to get across.
Bill, let's check your perspective here as the chair of AEM's agriculture side. From your perspective with AGCO and with those you represent, what's the state of the industry? How are your customers doing in this environment that we're in today?
If you're talking about from a regulatory standpoint, you know, that our farmers and ranchers are, I would say, definitely some of the biggest environmental stewards in the world. And they continue to challenge us to help bring them solutions that enable them to produce their crops, to raise their livestock, and to do so in a way that is definitely more economical, more efficient, in a manner that reduces inputs, you know, whether that's chemicals, fertilizers, those types of things, but yet also improve their productivity. So, you know, the challenge is on our side to help them do more with less and do it in a more sustainable way.
I'm not sure that others would jump behind this, but it appears to me that in the farmer mindset today, there is a twofold mission, and I would suggest it's almost the same for this display. Number one, productivity, and number two, sustainability. And those are not necessarily separate roads. There's not a fork in the road there, that what does lead to sustainability, in many cases, we've proven, also leads to better profitability.
Oh, absolutely. I would say locked at the hip, because as you look at ways that growers today can improve profitability, it is through being able to do things like reduce the inputs and are to be so much more efficient with the inputs that they use. And in most every case, when you look at that, there are significant sustainability gains or sustainability improvements.
So we're in an environment today where profitability is not as easy as it might have been at one time. How have these narrow profit margins that producers have found themselves in, how's that affecting your industry and even the number of employees and the wheels that are turning in your plants?
Well, as you look at profitability today, again, it just brings it back to, you know, this need that producers have to be able to invest in new technologies that help them be more efficient, those types of things. I think, you know, in regards to current conditions, no doubt that, and it's been this way, I think, since the beginning of time, the ag business is cyclical in nature, and we've, as an industry, have enjoyed strong industries over the past few years. You've got pressure now for various different reasons on some commodity prices. We know that industry or interest rates are up. But I think, you know, even with that, you come back to the producer themselves, and they've got this need for additional ways to offset some of those increased costs and challenges that may be in front of them.
So let's take labor and go in two directions. First of all, from the equipment manufacturers and the service side of the industry, do you have enough qualified employees now? And is an event like this also an outreach to suggest that you need bright minds to come to the industry and work?
I don't think the ag industry is unique or the ag equipment industry is unique in regards to having challenged or being challenged, you know, to have a full qualified workforce. That's true in almost any business that you would look at today. But the second part of your question, is there benefit from an event like Ag on the Mall? Yes, absolutely, because it provides, I think, significant insight into the types of careers that are available in the ag industry today, and they are tremendous careers, not just from, you know, an income standpoint, but from being able to be a part of an industry that is truly impactful on everyone, you know, basically on the face of the earth and, you know, what they eat. And as well now today, food, fiber, and fuel.
How has this industry grown from the farmer's labor standpoint to their need for sustainability? How is this technology advancing the producer's ability to be productive and sustainable?
That is the focus, I think, of every equipment company, every technology provider, a precision technology provider. You know, it's in business today, because you go back, as you said, to the early 90s, and you think about GPS and its initial introduction on farms, and you know, so now today guidance is absolutely minimum table stakes, but the other advancements that have come forward or that have been developed, again, it is because of this need that our producers have had to be able to do more with less and, you know, to be better stewards of their operations.
What role does connectivity play today in the ag machinery business, both cellular and broadband? And if there are areas of deficiency, How does that affect the ability of farmers to apply this technology?
Well, there is no doubt connectivity is a significant requirement for modern agriculture today. And you talk about all the advancements that we've made with these precision technologies, advanced ag-related technologies. They can't be utilized in many cases, most, frankly, if you do not have connectivity in the rural parts of the country. And it's not just connectivity, you know, at the farmhouse or at the barn. You've got to have connectivity across the field. I think that it takes, you know, all it's going to require, all different forms. Broadband plays a huge role. Fiber plays a huge role. Satellite has a huge role to play. And we need all of those, quite frankly, to be able to achieve these advancements that, that we're all seeking to deliver.
What headwinds is the ag industry facing right now?
No doubt the industry is cyclical today. In most parts of the world, you've got pressure on commodity prices, and we're seeing inventory or interest rates that are elevated.
How about government regulation for, first of all, for farmers, and then I'll ask that question, regulation for the agriculture machinery industry?
If you look at the regulatory environment today, again, wherever you are, not just specific to the United States by any means, it is a very active environment, and a lot of reasons for that. I mean, when you see advances in technology, whether that things like AI, you go back to, you know, your previous question on connectivity, our need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We talk about autonomy, even areas today that some people may not think about that we're all working on, individual machine cybersecurity. So you've got all of these advancements that are going on, and as a result, there is a very active regulatory environment. And, you know, it's difficult in a lot of ways to, say, separate regulatory environment on a farm versus regulatory environment, you know, for an equipment manufacturer. You could argue that, okay, if we're manufacturing the engine, then, you know, we're focused on the emissions piece, and that is true. But, ultimately, we have to develop solutions that meet those requirements that we can deliver to a farmer in a manner that, again, they can remain profitable and be more efficient.
Is there pressure now to look for machines that run on electricity instead of liquid fuel?
There's a lot of activity in the industry today around electrification and specifically on electric vehicles. They've got a role to play, for sure. There are environments that being able to have a tractor, per se, that is electric, where that is advantageous. You think about inside a poultry house or a livestock feeding operation, those types of things, you know, what you can do with an electric vehicle in regards to noise reduction and those types of things are important. But I also think that the industry is aggressively working to develop other clean energy solutions when it comes to propulsion. All the work that's going on around biofuels and renewable diesel, hydrogen fuel cells, those types of things are actively being pursued as well.
What are the things that you would want people to take away when they come to this event on the mall here in 24?
Well, I think that, we'll break those up maybe into two camps if we could, Jeff. You know, if it is the general public, truly, you know, please come visit us on the mall and let us give you additional insight into where this great industry is today and the tremendously positive role that it has to play in all of our livelihoods going forward. And if you're more agency-related, staff-related, even, you know, elected officials, we would like to be able to take advantage of this opportunity for us to probably have some more in-depth discussions about what the industry is doing today, where the focus is, on advancing, you know, the technology, speak yes to proposed regulations so that we can have two-way dialogue and ultimately all parties come away better than what we have been.
It just amazes me how far we have come, and yet they still find a way that technology is leading you into new frontiers. And for what you're doing today, I can't even imagine what you guys have in the books for 3, 5, 10, 15 years from now.
The innovation, Jeff, that is going on right now, I mean, just what you see that is available today in the marketplace. But as you look at all of the projects that are underway all around the world, it is it's truly exponential in regards to the innovation, I think, that we see. And, you know, you can look back just in the last 3 to 4 years and some of the technology that has been delivered on, let's say, spray equipment, what it has enabled in regards to the reduction in chemical application, the more precise placement of fertilizer, those types of things. And now you fast forward, you know, another 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years. Yes, it's exciting. It is truly exciting.
Well, when you were talking about in the 90s, a grid of a field at 2.5 acres, and now you're talking about a grid that's a square foot.
Or smaller. Let's face it, there's technology today, you know, truly, Jeff, to where you're managing by individual seeds.
Consolidation has been a word that's been a part of agriculture for some time, and it continues to be. But in this search and in this zest for technology, is that enhancing companies to come together and either collaborate or to be purchased?
Yes, there has been, as you said, consolidation, acquisition activity, those types of things. But I would agree very definitely that the amount of collaboration with various different types of companies, you know, that have very specific expertise in a particular area, you know, or a particular type of technology has advanced. And, you know, you just look today at the number of startups in this space is staggering. And I think that is just a tremendous opportunity. It's a very, very positive thing for the ag industry as a whole.
Well, Bill Hurley, we want to thank you very much for taking time to be with us as we talk about this wonderful event that's coming to the National Mall. It's been a pleasure to have you. Thanks for taking time for us. This is Open Mic today, sir, and the microphone's yours.
Well, Jeff, I want to say thanks as well because, you know, it is, I think the event that we've spoken to will be of tremendous value to whomever can come to the National Mall. But, you know, as I look at this, without a doubt, I believe that equipment and technology solutions that are being delivered today, as we spoke to, are truly ones that will solve the challenges that our world faces tomorrow. In regards to our ability to feed a growing population, to be able to fuel the world and to do so in a much more sustainable way. And, you know, I would say in regards to sustainability, I know there have been, whether it's certain groups, you know, that have expressed that agriculture is a problem. But I know that with what people can learn, what they will see, on the mall just in a couple of weeks, we'll definitely be able to show that ag is a huge part of the sustainability solution going forward, significant part. And I think that, you know, sums up to me what the celebration of modern ag on the National Mall event is really all about. And it's why I, along with AGCO, are proud to be a part of it and very appreciative of the leadership that the Association of Equipment Manufacturers has played in enabling this event.
Our thanks to Bill Hurley, Chairman of the Agriculture Equipment Manufacturers Ag Sector Board and Vice President of Global Government Affairs for AGCO Corporation. Our guest this week on Open Mic. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Learn more at their website, controlweedsnotfarming.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.